Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, five hits different. Five gets you a McDouble or McChicken and a small fry and a small drink and a four-piece McNuggets. Five gets you more at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen it before. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remember, in unusual times, it can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word, and I'll be there. Just ask, you know the greatest. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my clever little white witch, Sarah. Whoa. Ferguson, how are you?
Am I a white witch? Is that it?
Well, they called someone a clever little white witch on the movie.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember who it was. I think it was it
Danny.
Not the, yes, maybe.
Danny, the kid. Yeah, we have been doing, this is our fourth Halloween on Shit 90 Shows Taught Me, and surprisingly, we have avoided Hocus Pocus because we didn't want to be basic witches, you know?
Exactly. More realistically, it was like, oh, other people are covering it this year. Oh, let's put it off for this year, blah, 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 yeah. Blah. And then it just kept happening. And I will say, for the record, because I had never seen this movie until today. And I know, it's my greatest shame. But here's the thing. I was going to watch it years ago, mm-hmm. but I was like, well, at this point, I might as well just wait for the podcast to actually watch it for the first
interesting.
Time.
Interesting. Okay.
So I ended up like, I would have watched it like 3 years ago, but sure. I was like, I'm going to wait until the podcast. So I watched it for the first time today. This movie is incredible. Like, I mean, I'm not surprised because people love it. But yeah, Hocus Pocus is fantastic. It's camp. There's mm-hmm. music. You know what it makes me nostalgic for, Sarah?
What's that?
I loved the score. And I feel like, I don't know if it was like with Tarzan or like where it began, but mm-hmm. very suddenly it was like instrumental themes of on movies and shows went away, and like pop cultural music started to infiltrate movies. Mm-hmm. And I miss having like just like a classic 90s score like this movie had.
Yeah, I think that this is something that you and I have spoken about in regards to the 90s. Like in the 90s, my favorite movies are 90s movies, and that's because it was so good at world building. I'm thinking back to The Truman Show, where mm-hmm. it just like felt like a very like lived in world. And I feel as though it's not the same sort of quality these days in movies. I mean, I rarely go to see movies ever in the screen. I just wait for it to show up on my pirate websites. Mm-hmm. I think like, I might go see Wicked in theaters, but I think the last movie that I saw in theaters was the Beyonce concert movie.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. What was the last movie that you saw in theaters?
Gosh, it's
you go more often than me.
I do, but I don't think we've gone since we got the dogs, if I'm being honest. Like, it's been a minute. Like, I think since the summer, like even before then, I couldn't even tell you what the heck last movie I saw in theaters. But you know what? We're more likely to go to the drive-ins. I've been to the drive-ins more recently. Mm-hmm. We saw Inside Out 2 at the drive-ins. Maybe that was the last thing we saw. But yeah, I feel like we've gotten away from like vibes movies.
Yes.
Like, and maybe there are some vibes movies. And again, like you and I are not necessarily the best people to be like talking about movies, the state of movies in general nowadays, but this is like a total vibes movie. And I understand the obsession with it now. Now that I've seen it, I understand the obsession because not only is it only an hour and a half long, like check that freaking box right away. An insanely stellar cast. Like this movie has no right getting the people that it gets on it, you know?
I don't know about that. I mean, like,
we got Bette Midler, we got SJP. Like, what are we doing here? This is crazy. Was
the early 90s when this movie came out, 93, like peak Disney. I mean, the 90s, I feel like, was elite Disney. You got all the best, right? You got the Little Mermaid, you got the Aladdin, you got the Hercules, the Mulan. Like the 90s has, in my opinion, like some of the best 90s movies. Well, Disney 90s movies. So like this was like the creme de la creme of Disney. So I'm not surprised that they got such a stellar cast. Before we move on to the cast, I just want to know, like, how did you miss this?
Okay, I can tell you exactly how I missed this because it is the same story as it was with like Beetlejuice. I've talked about how I've still not seen Beetlejuice, and it is simply because I'm waiting to watch it for the podcast for the same reason I never watched Addams Family Values or whatever those ones are, right? I was waiting for the podcast. So the reason I never saw Hocus Pocus as a kid is because, again, me, big baby, scared of everything.
Yeah.
Anytime anything was billed as like Halloween, for me, Halloween equals scary or like horror. So I assumed it was terrifying and I never watched it.
Yeah, you're our resident scaredy cat, I guess.
Exactly. And so I was terrified, right? Like it looks, I mean, at first glance, it seems kind of scary. There are witches and spookiness happening, but it's so wacky and zany and like silly. Yeah. I ended up really loving it. I feel like probably everyone feels this way. Does everyone have a favorite Sanderson sister?
I think so.
Or is it like, is it across the board? Everyone's is the same.
I don't think so. I mean, here we have an example of the two of us. Who's your favorite Sanderson sister?
I mean, I know you're usually the main character girly, but Winifred is incredible. I'm here for Winifred.
Well, mine has always been Sarah. So.
The blonde witch who's surprised, plays by SJP, surprised by this.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just something like I always chose the blonde characters as my favorite characters because it's like, oh, like they're like me, you know, like that's why representation is so important in media so that like somebody can like look at a show or a movie and see themselves. So yeah, like it was very, very like me to choose like the blonde character as my favorite, but she's still my favorite because I don't know, Winifred's a creep and Mary is even creepier.
Mary is very creepy. I don't like the fact that she can sniff out children.
Yeah.
It's a really weird thing that she could do. I did really enjoy Sarah, I will say. I loved when, I don't know why it cracked me up so much, but like when there's one scene where they come out and they're talking about something about running amok and she just jumps up and down and goes, amok, amok.
yeah. I mean, it's just like fun. Like it's just, she's just like fun and silly. Mm-hmm. And I think that she gets like the comedic relief. I mean, I do think that there's people that would think like Mary is funny. Like she's more like slapsticky.
Yeah, she's more slapsticky. I really enjoyed the more specifically when Sarah is sitting on the bus driver's lap, like driving the bus, like having the time of her freaking life.
Yeah, her special power is being a whore, which I am all for.
Well, and as you told me earlier, she also has an incredible singing voice that lulls all the children. Like, basically, she's a siren and she gets all the children to come to her.
Yes, which I think is a very cool superpower. I think that sirens are kind of underrated.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think, okay, because Winifred is the leader, so she has, like, the smarts and the know-how. She's the best spellcaster, I would say. She's right. The one who does the most magic.
Yes.
Then we have Sarah, who can call the children to her. She is a siren. She is a beacon. She gets them and hunts them down. I don't know that we need Mary's super sniffer if we have Sarah calling in them with her voice.
Does Mary do other things besides just being like,
she just repeats what Winnie says most of the time?
Yeah, she's a follower, to be honest.
She really is. She has her Cindy Lou Who hair.
Did you like her hair?
I loved all of their hair, and the reason I loved it so much is because I felt like, and this is very 90s, where there's like, okay, there's your leader character. There's usually like the fat friend in the 90s.
Yeah.
Who's the comedic relief.
What's it called? Designated ugly, the Duff, designated ugly fat friend.
Exactly.
No and offense then to Mary.
Oh, no offense at all. This is like, we're talking tropes here. This is how it was in the 90s. And then you have like hot, dumb friend who is Sarah.
Yes.
But I like that it wasn't just those things. Like, they each had their own set of powers as well, and they all physically looked very different, very distinct from one another. Obviously Winifred with the curly red bright hair with the crazy lipstick and big teeth, you know. Mary has this like wild Cindy Lou Who hair, and Sarah looks the most normal of all of them, I'd say. Like, she her hair is the most normal. It's like long and blonde. But I love that they had very distinct styles, because now I understand why this is such a common, I think now especially because there's so much nostalgia for the 90s, this is such a common Halloween costume for like friends to dress up as the three of them.
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. I never dressed up as the Sanderson sisters, but it's just like a hop skipping away from like dressing up as the Pussycat Dolls. No, not the Pussycat Dolls. No, that's wrong.
Not the Pussycat Dolls?
Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh, I you said Pussycat Dolls and my brain translated it to Josie and the Pussycats, because I knew what you were talking about. Yes,
exactly. Yeah, it's just a hop skipping away from that.
Yeah.
Too bad we can't cover Josie and the Pussycats because it's 2000, right?
But devastating movie, because it was one of my favorites. The songs, 10 out of 10.
Well, we can cover it. Why the fuck not? We make up our own rules. Mm-hmm. I watched this as a kid. Because of course I did. It was a witch movie. I loved witches growing up. That was my favorite supernatural genre. I probably watched this a billion times. I know that I watched it with my high school friends every Halloween. And I think like this is maybe not like a every year on Halloween movie that I watch, but it's probably like a every other Halloween movie. I think like this was one of those movies that was on the ABC Family 31 Days of Halloween. So it's like, if it was on, you obviously caught it. And I was excited to hear that there was going to be a sequel, which I did watch for research purposes today.
How was it?
I mean, it was a thing.
Does everyone reprise their roles?
The Sanderson sisters do reprise their roles, but none of the other cast, which we still have to get into, do. I think like the best part of the sequel was the beginning had a flashback, and the kid actors that they got to play the Sanderson sisters, especially Winifred, did a spectacular job emulating the older cast, like the back from 93. Like I said, especially Winifred, like the character acting was really good. She really nailed the mannerisms. So I think that was my favorite part of the movie. But all in all, like the movie, like I think it was like fan service. Like, we're going to be nostalgic and make references, and we're going to have like Billy the Zombie and whatever. But I don't think it was like stellar.
That often happens, especially with 90s sequels. Like nowadays they sequelize. It doesn't matter. Franchise everything. Everything needs a sequel. When in reality, like we don't need that. Looking at you, Halloween Town, and your 17 movies.
Halloween Town, Halloween Town 2, Halloween Town High, the Revenge Calabar. Yeah. That bitch, by the way.
No, stop.
Even still, like she posted the other day and like there was like some sort of Halloween Town bullshit. And she was like pointing to the sign and be like, oh, it's me. It's like this bitch. She's my biggest ops in the world. Like she has done literally one thing and cannot get over it.
Yeah. I mean, true. Do we want to talk about the rest of the cast
here? Yeah, absolutely. So we have Max Dennison, who's probably the lead, I would say, the lead of the younger cast, played by Omri Katz. I have no fucking clue if this guy has been in anything else.
No, he had the typical 90s haircut. I mean, was this a guy that like adolescent you had a crush on? Did people have a crush on him?
I think so, yeah. Like I think that like he was definitely like a cute guy when you were watching this, especially if, I mean, maybe Thackeray would have been somebody that you were into more, but who likes blondes in like, you know, 1600s underwear? Nobody, you know, it's like kind of ugly. But yeah, like he had like the California cool. He was like cute. He was kind of like the Casper kid. What's the Casper kid's name?
Oh my gosh, I'm totally forgetting. Devon Sawa.
Yeah, like kind of like that archetype. But yeah, like we had a crush on him. You, I don't think, like Max.
It's not that I dislike Max. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed him by the end. Like, I appreciated the fact that he was willing to, like, literally sacrifice his life for his sister. That did not go unnoticed by me. Good. However, he also has a bit of an ego on him in a way that's like, calm down, Max. Like, you're not that cool.
I kind of saw it as, like, a false bravado because he is new to this city, to Salem. He's coming from California.
Hollywood.
I think that he is trying to be the cool kid and it doesn't work out as easily as he expected. Like maybe he was popular where he came from and East Coast is very different from West Coast. So I kind of felt like maybe he thought that he was going to be Mr. Popular, but not in Boston. Those people in Massachusetts, they give nobody, no Fs about anybody.
No. And he's like very into Allison, which like, yeah. Good on you for shooting your shot, I guess. Honestly, Allison is the LVP for me. She's really? So bland. She does nothing. Like, oh. I just find her to be, here's the thing, at least Max is I'm having some emotional response to the character of Max. You can fully remove Allison from this movie and I would not care. She does pretty much nothing.
She's a go-with girl. So played by Vanessa Shaw. Vanessa with a I, which is interesting. That's not choices. A real name. Yeah, that's not a real name. Also not in like that much. I mean, she was in the one movie that I saw that she was in was 40 Days and 40 Nights. And that was know that movie? That's with, like Josh Hartnett. And it was like the
he
movie.
He can't have sex for
40 Days and 40 Nights because he gave it up for Lent.
Yes, I do remember this.
That's my brand of movie, actually. sure. But besides that, she wasn't in that much. I think I was indifferent towards Allison. Like, I love a love story. So for Max to get Allison in some capacity was exciting to me, I guess. We also have Sean Murray, who played Thackeray Binks, who was in NCIS. Now, why are you sounding so exasperated?
Because Thackeray? We're doing Thackeray? Like, okay, here's the thing. Thackeray is not a name. There is Zachary. what the hell is Thackeray? What are we doing here?
So the funny thing was, is that I swear to goodness, this is like another Mandela effect, because for the entire childhood, I always did think his name was Zachary. Kind of like, in It Takes Two. What's her name? Chessie. Her name is Jessie. Nope, that bitch's name is Chessie. Which is like, what? Like, everybody just like heard Zachary and ran with it. And then one day as an adult, you're watching the movie and it's like, hi, my name is Thackeray Banks with a TH. And you're just like, no, like you were never Thackeray, but he was always Thackeray. He was always Thackeray. I mean, it's a name. I don't know. It's just like an iteration of Zachary, I'm sure.
It's whatever. He had a tiny ponytail. It's not his fault. He lived in like the 1600s or whatever.
Yeah.
Of course, I recognized him because I've seen quite a bit of NCIS. So I know him as McGee. I mean, he's fine. He's great. He's cute. Like, I find him to be a little more, in my opinion, heartthrobby than Max. But yeah. He's also a cat for the majority of the movie. So
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
You know, did you enjoy the cat version of Thackeray? Kind of like Salem from Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I think that's my problem with it, is that, like, in my opinion, the 90s talking black cat is Salem from Sabrina, mm-hmm. not Thackeray the cat.
Yeah, but Sabrina the Teenage Witch debuted 3 years after Hocus Pocus. So if
okay,
anything,
but this cat looks way better so than true. Salem.
I think it's
did.
Because Salem this was like probably played by a real cat for the majority of the time.
And it looked real. I enjoyed the cat character. You know, it is sad when he does die ultimately, but mm-hmm. you know, they did the little thing with the spirit, so he moves on, he gets to be with his younger sibling again.
Emily,
very important character. Emily,
she was a dead like right away.
She
was not able to hang with.
She heard the siren song and that was it. She was done. So she was literally cooked.
That actor literally spent like 15 minutes in the scene, like hunched over with all of her blonde hair before her. I wonder if that was a dummy or the real
kid. It looked like a doll, because they're like, we can't deal with these child labor laws. Like, we'll just
make a doll. But she was hunched over. And then finally, probably the star of the show, Thora Birch, starring as Danny Dennison. And I told you, I was like, Jessica, we have covered another movie that Thora Birch was in. Did you figure it out yet?
No, but I did stop trying. But I had guessed what's it called? Harriet the Spy, but that was incorrect. So I have no idea. What was she in?
She played Teenie in Now and Then.
Oh, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think it's because I was trying to picture her as a child. And, you know, not that she's not a child, but she's grown up quite a bit by then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We was love now
favorite?
And then.
I can't remember.
Of course, Teenie was my favorite.
I knew she was your favorite. I do love Now and Then. She wasn't my favorite in Now and Then. Of course, no. That honor goes to Christina Ricci because da doy. I love the lesbian character who tapes down her chest, but she's really not a lesbian character, but she really is a lesbian character. Anyway,
I know that's like one of those things where it's like I remember it differently.
We retcon it because we all know she was the lesbian character.
It's okay.
Yeah, but okay, but yeah, you're right. Danny is the star of the show. She's everything. She shouts that her brother is a virgin at least 5 times in this film, which I loved and appreciated so much because everyone should know that Max is a virgin. I love her. Oh, my brother really likes your yabos.
Yeah.
Killed me.
Yeah, she really was a little star. Like, it's hard to deny that, like, as a kid watching this show, I definitely also gravitated towards Danny as, like, somebody that I thought was really cool and funny. And I really liked her character as a kid watching her. And of course, I would assume that So Now and Then was actually only 2 years after Hocus Pocus.
She looks so much older in it, though.
I know. I think, like, wow. They probably, like, made her, like, look younger. I'm not quite sure.
Certainly, yeah.
But I probably watched Now and Then around the same time as Hocus Pocus. So she was definitely, like, the it girl at that time for me. One of the it girls. Yeah, yeah. So I really loved her character throughout. She's, like, really funny. Her, like, being the annoying little sister to Max all the time and, like, thwarting, being the cock block, hiding in the closet, spooking him, like, outing him for the crush, like, just a typical younger sibling, annoying little sibling. But it does have a lot of heart because, as you mentioned before, Max at one point, like, offered his life for his sisters. So it's really just about, like, family and, like, sisterhood. And it's a nice parallel because Thackeray wasn't able to save Emily. So it's, like, a very nice parallel. And it's nice that they have a happier ending than Thackeray and Emily, because Emily's a dead. And honestly, Thackeray's a dead too.
Yeah, I totally agree. I loved Danny being, because I'm a younger sister and I have an older brother. So I just, like, I appreciated the dynamic they have where she's like, Mom and Dad said, you're bringing me trick or treating. Like, she is just, yeah, I love her.
I cannot imagine being a younger sibling and wanting to go trick or treating with my older sibling. That seems bonkers to me.
Well, when you're a younger sibling, I mean, I don't know what I'm trying to think. Do we know their age difference here? Because he's what, like 14-ish?
Oh, goodness. I know that she's like 8 or 9, and I would assume that he's like 14, 15.
So there's a significant age difference there. I don't know. I probably would not have wanted to go trick-or-treating with my brother or, like, have him take me trick-or-treating. But I will say, like, there is an age range. I feel like maybe when you're a little younger than what Danny is, where you just, like, idolize your older sibling. Like, you want to do everything they want to do because they're cool and you're not. And that's, like, just what you think is cool because it's your older sibling. I think it probably bothers Danny that, like, he doesn't want to hang out with her. And also, I feel the need to kind of point out, yes, he is new to Salem. So is she. Like, I don't know that she's made a ton of friends. She seems certainly a little bit more social, but, like,
No. She said that she had a ton of friends already.
Okay, there you go.
Remember, she was just like, all my friends told me about, I think, the Sanderson sisters. Like, she already had a shit ton of friends. It's just Max is a loser, but you're right. Like, I do agree with that. Like, I think that there's probably not a lot of people that she knows yet, or at least, it's not probably a good idea to have, like, a bunch of 8-year-olds go trick or treating with each other. Like, you need a parent, and all the parents were, like, hoeing down at the local hoedown.
Yes.
So I'm sure that they were very busy. And,
well, yeah, because if her brother doesn't take her, who's going to take her? Because her parents are hoeing down the whole night.
When do you think the cutoff is for kids being able to trick or treat on their own? Is it middle school?
Okay, see, here's the thing. It's so different now than it was. I'm going to say from my opinions from when we were kids, because it's different now than it was then. I would say probably like 12, I feel like, which is probably about the start of middle school. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think what we did when I was in, like, about in sixth grade ish, because, like, you really only trick or treat on your own for a few years before you're, like, a little too old to be trick or treating. And when I was pretty much that age, my friends and I went trick or treating together, and, like, one of our parents dropped us off and we did this, like, big cul-de-sac together. So, like, they knew where we were, you know, it wasn't like it was just, we were traipsing around all these neighborhoods and stuff.
I'm really hoping to get trick-or-treaters this year. We're in like a new home in like a suburban area. I would love to get trick-or-treaters. That would make me so happy. Mm-hmm. Adam's going to be like stowing away, hiding. He doesn't want to see anybody, talk to anybody, but I'm very into it.
I'm not, but also like I live in suburbia and I've lived here now for 9.5 years. And I can tell you, like, things have drastically changed in just the 9 years that I've been here in terms of, like, how many trick-or-treaters we get. Like, it's just not as common of a thing anymore. Most of the time, we live near a school, well, multiple schools, actually. And most of the time, parents bring their kids there and they do that, like, trunk-or-treat thing. Not a ton of kids come around anymore. I think last year, I don't even know if we were home on Halloween. I think we put candy out. I don't know what we were doing. But... yeah, it's kind of sad, like in a way, right? Like I think it's one of those things that we're very nostalgic for and like is fun. I'm a little bit more like Adam where I don't particularly care about like seeing all the kids. Honestly, my sole joy back when we had Winston was like, we would like put him in a costume and like the kids loved him. And so that like brought me a ton of joy. I still remember this one little girl that couldn't have been more than like 4 or 5 who, cause we have a door where like you can open part of the door. So like Winston could poke his head out actually getting out, you know, and we would hand out the candy that way. And this little girl, like we, you know, open the door and Winston pokes his head out and this little girl goes, oh, he's beautiful. And I was like, thank you so much. It's just like, she was so sweet.
How much extra candy did that little girl get?
A full handful. She got
She got all the candy.
Yeah, she got all the candy.
All the candy.
She has that riz. You know, you got to reward that.
Yeah. If you compliment the dog, then you get all the candy. Yeah. What was your favorite part of this movie?
Okay. It's hard to say anything other than the musical numbers because they were just so incredible. Like, I put a spell on you, 10 out of 10, absolutely loved it. I love Bette Midler doing like the main lines and then the girls in the background doing the like backup dancing, backup singing. Mm-hmm. I really, really loved. I also loved the bit where their brooms got stolen. And so they had to go on a mop and a vacuum and it comes back to haunt them, you know, like, I loved that entire sequence. I don't know. It's hard to pick just one moment. Go ahead.
Yeah, they redid that in the sequel. And Sarah Jessica Parker was flying on a Swiffer. And Mary was on like two like little like hoverboard things. It wasn't as funny.
Yeah.
But the Swiffer was kind of funny.
I really liked it. I think those are my favorite. Yes.
It could have been two robot vacuums, actually.
Like in the sequel?
Yeah. Like,
did they have robot vacuums? When was the sequel made?
In 2 years. 2 years ago. 2022.
Oh, my God. It was that recently. I didn't know they made a sequel that recently. I thought you were saying it was a sequel in the 90s.
No. This was made like 2 years ago.
So they flew on robot vacuums? Skateboards, like a...
Okay, so, like, Winifred had the broom, the only broom. Okay. Sarah Jessica Parker had a Swiffer.
Okay, yes, that tracks.
Swiffer mop. And Mary had, I think it was two robot vacuums that she wore on either foot, kind of like...
like rollerblades.
Rollerblades, yeah.
Okay, I mean, that's like a cute, modern... twist, I suppose. I just really enjoyed them all like hopping on these things, flying away. Those are probably my favorite moments, but like, I don't know. I found the spell casting to be really fun. I really liked any of the interactions between the sisters. I just found them to be so, so, so funny and just like magnetic.
Yeah.
But what about you? I don't know if you have like a favorite moment.
Definitely. I really liked the "I put a spell on you" music sequence. Like, that was very good. I remember going on Napster or LimeWire and downloading that version of "I put a spell on you" on my Halloween playlist and put it on my like little iPod mini or nano or where the fuck it was. So I remember doing that. And what else? What else do I like? I mean, like, the school scene really sticks out to me, where they think that they got them by setting the fire in the school, and they got duped.
And well, I was like, we got 30 minutes left in this movie. There is 0% chance that worked, but okay.
Yeah. I mean, of course.
And then, of course, because Thackeray was still a cat, I was like, they're not going to leave him as a cat. Like, the movie's not over, you know?
Well, like, they should have known, because exactly, like, you would think that if the witches were killed, then the spell would be broken.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
And Thackeray, but Thackeray was still a cat, but they're kids, so they're stupid. But like, Billy the zombie was still bopping. So you would think that once again, like, all the magic would be gone, but they like thought that they nailed it. They're like, we did it. We like killed them. And they even like went home and they're like, oh, our parents are still out. They're having such a good time. And then they were stuck dancing for hours upon hours.
Yeah, this I didn't understand at first. Like, I didn't register to me that there was a spell literally put on the parents to make them party all night. Because when they walk out of the building, I'm like, damn, like, staying out past 5 in the morning, I could never.
When did you figure it out then? Like, after the movie?
I was watching this with some friends in the Discord, and I think it was Brenna who was like, no, they literally were put under a spell. And then I think as they're walking out of the building, someone says something to that effect.
Yeah.
Partying
all night.
I could never, truly. I just thought this movie was so, it was just endearing, and it was just good fun. You know, like, there are certainly things that I suppose would be tricky for, like, because it's rated PG, right? So, like, there are certain things I think would be trickier with, like, kids nowadays, right? Like, in the very beginning, they're about to be hanged. So that's not great. And then also, like, the cat almost dies one time and then actually dies. So that's kind of sad, like, for kids to deal with, I guess. But I don't know. It was just very charming. And I think the other thing I really liked about this movie, I love a movie where the characters stay in the same outfit for like the entirety of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I loved Danny's outfit. Her little lipstick I thought was so freaking cute. I loved her little witchy outfit. I thought it was great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what I want to talk about? The scene where they go to the Satan's house. It was so
freaking
funny.
One of my favorites.
I really love that scene because they show up and they're like, oh my gosh, we're at like Master's house. Like, we've made it. And Satan, who's just like a guy in a devil costume, played by Gary Marshall, is there. And it's like, so because they're like worshiping him and he's like, yeah, like, come
dance
in.
Dance with me,
like,
Master. Dance with me.
And like, just having like the Sanderson sisters just getting constantly duped by teenagers and by technology, and like, even at the end when they like think the sun's going up because of daylight savings time, like, it's just, I really like movies where it's just like fish out of water. Like, I don't know what's happening because like, I don't know technology. Like, all of this is just so crazy.
Yeah. I love them. I don't know what kind of, was it like a Clark bar or something where Mary's eating it? She's like, oh, it must be like chocolate covered fingers from a man named Clark. And she's like, oh, it's candy. Why would Master give us candy? And I also loved in the very, very beginning when the Sanderson sisters are just coming out of the house and they don't know that pavement exists and they think it's like a black gooey swamp. And so they push Sarah into it.
So rude.
I love it so much.
Do you think that like it was just a coincidence that Sarah was named Sarah?
I think so. It is funny though, because they spell it identically to how Sarah Jessica Parker spells it.
Have you ever been to Salem?
Definitely. I think that, I mean, I imagine it was a school trip at some point. It's not that far. So I've definitely been to Salem. I love the idea of Salem. Like, I love the idea of there being like a witchy town where like things happened. And I feel like there are a lot of 90s stuff is also set in Salem. So I don't know. I really like it. I assume you've been as well, being that you were in the
movie. I've been. I think I've been like once or twice. I remember going there and seeing all of the like the tombstones of the people that were accused of being witches, and like Sarah was like such a popular name back then. So like half of them were Sarahs, and I was like, oh, I'm like, I'm a witch. I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it. You can tell me differently. And of course, like Sarah Good is probably like, the most famous person that was executed by hanging during the Salem witch trial. She was one of the first women to be accused of witchcraft. Yeah.
So did you have to read the Scarlet Letter in?
No.
Okay. I was just curious because like that was a big, I think that was like a Salem thing, right?
Because you're thinking of the Crucible, my love.
Oh, I am thinking of the Crucible.
Yeah.
Either way, I had to read the Crucible too. I had to read both of them. But yeah, I really love, and I remember this is going to be random, like feel like a random poll, but I remember there was a whole storyline on the show Smallville that involved like witches from Salem, which it was like a very, very stupid storyline. Don't get me wrong.
Okay. So it was bad. So we don't want to watch it.
Oh, we definitely don't want to watch it, but but I always enjoyed like, cause this happened a lot in shows from the '90s and the aughts where, you know, we had like 20 something episodes a season. So you had plenty of time. So any show that was like even somewhat supernatural always did like a witchy Salem thing at some point. And yeah, this is like another thing that I kind of miss about shows is most shows we don't get these like holiday episodes anymore. And so we're missing out on our opportunities to do like Halloween episodes, witch episodes, Salem episodes, you know?
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if we see something in Buffy that's like, you know, an ode to Salem witch trials. How can I get you to watch American Horror Story Coven? When can I get you to watch this?
Okay. Maybe I should watch it this month. So I need some information first. So, okay. So American Horror Story Coven, this is like an offshoot of American Horror Story, so, specifically about witches.
Okay. Yeah. So American Horror Story is a, I'm like forgetting the word. Basically,
anthology, right?
Anthology. Yes. It's an anthology. Every season takes place in a different setting. It's a different story, and it's like usually the same actors, like they switch them out, whatever. The third season is called Coven, and it's specifically a witch storyline.
Okay. I need to know.
It's campier than all, like most of the other.
Okay. Seasons. How many episodes is it? And how scary is it on a scale of like 0 to 10? And like, what type of scary is it? Like, is it like body horror, like gore, like jump scares, or is it more just like spooky vibes?
Coven is definitely more spooky vibes than gore. Like, there's maybe some gore involved, but it's this season in particular is definitely more like campy. It's definitely has like a different vibe than the other ones. It's a little lighter than some of the other seasons. It has 13 episodes because duh. Of course it does.
It has to. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
God, how many seasons of American Horror Story are there?
Oh gosh, I don't know. Maybe there's like 13 or 14 now.
There's 12. Which season was it?
Season 3, American Horror Story Coven.
Got it. Okay.
It's like my favorite one. I think like Murder House, which is the first one, is probably like my favorite, like the best, the most well done. But I really like season 3 because I love a witch vibe.
It's so like, it's kind of crazy to me that, because I, not that you like a witch vibe, that makes a lot of sense, but that you would watch a show like this, because I feel like you give off the vibes of someone who's a little bit of a scaredy cat, but in reality, I'm the scaredy cat.
Yeah. Well, it's because I like thrillers. Like, that's my favorite book genre. Like, I like Like a little bit of like a thriller mystery element. Like, I don't mind horror. Like, I don't watch horror movies, but I don't mind American Horror Story.
Yeah. Well, and you love a witchy vibe. Like, it reminds me, I need to watch Practical Magic again.
Oh, yeah.
It's the time of year for it, you know?
Yes. There's like definitely like more, like we've talked about this, but like I love it in witch media where like the witches are doing stuff kind of like Willow did not so long ago. She's like, I hit a zit, and like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like teen stuff. Yeah. Teen, like the American Horror Story, like it takes place at like a witch's school. Like there's,
oh my God, like Megan's Wicca camp.
It's kind of like Megan's Wicca camp. There's like six like witch teenagers that come to this like school in New Orleans, and they're here to learn under like more established witches. And there's in this world, there's a supreme, and there's like, which is one witch that is like the strongest witch of them all.
Ooh, okay.
And when like the witch that is the supreme starts to get older, they become weaker, and other witches, like another witch, like their powers get stronger. So
it's a fight for power.
So in this season, these witches are trying to prove that they're going to be the next supreme because they want the power.
Okay, I love this. Because you know what it is? And if you give me a show or movie that like the cast is a majority strong female characters, generally I'm going to be on board.
There's this season in particular, it's mostly women. Like there's a couple of male characters, but it's mostly a full female
All
cast.
Right. I will try to check this out. I will try. Yeah, they're like 40 minutes, assume like episodes. Yeah, I mean, they're Netflix though, so maybe they're longer.
I don't know. Yeah, but watch it and let me know. Okay. Because I really like it a lot, and it's witchy and it's not scary. Like, stop being a baby. I don't know why you're so scared. Like, it's a fucking movie. Like, it's not gonna come out and kill you.
Well, it's more so the reason I don't generally watch scary things is because I'm already very prone to nightmares, and I don't want to give my brain any ammunition to use against me. So generally, I try to stay away from scary things. That being said, I did see Megan in theaters and adored it because it was so stupid.
Oh, you know what was funny? I was the biggest advocate of spreading the Megan word when it first came
and
out.
You never saw it?
I never saw it.
You should, because it's so stupid and fun.
I was like showing everybody the trailer. I was like making the memes. Like, I was so into Megan, and I just like never saw it.
You should. See, if I'm going to watch 13 episodes of a show, you should watch Megan.
Okay. Because
I don't even think it's that long of a movie either.
I can watch
it. It's Megan. An hour 42. It's very short. Okay. And I think they're making a second one. So
Megan.
And it has what's her face from Girls.
Yeah.
Marnie.
Mm-hmm. Marnie from Girls.
Marnie
from Girls. All right. I requested it from Brenna.
I feel like Marnie is your least favorite character on Girls.
No, Marnie was my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Hannah should be everyone's least favorite.
I related to Marnie because she was the one that like thought that she was going to get married to the guy and then got broken up with out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So like I related to her.
Oh, and didn't she go to school for like art stuff too?
Maybe. I related to her the most because she was just like, I thought that like this was it. And at that time when I was watching Girls, I had like broken up with my I got broken up with by my ex, and I was very emotional about it because I thought that we were going to be forever. And then I begged him for a full year to get back together, and we did, and now I'm not with him. So that's that. You know, the journeys you go through. This has nothing to do with Hocus Pocus.
I know. We're very off the rails at this point. Was there anything else from Hocus Pocus that you wanted to discuss? I'm trying to remember if there were any other.
I'm glad that you liked it, that you enjoyed it. I feel like, especially when so many people hold a movie so near and dear, it's kind of a lot to live up to. And I think that, like, going into it, like you did, with a, like, I'm just here for the vibes and let's see what happens. I think that that was, like, a healthy mm-hmm. approach, because I mean, there's so many movies that, like, I mean, Sandlot's a good example for, like, you love Sandlot. I watch it. I'm like, this is the mm-hmm. worst shit that I've ever seen. And that must have been, like, very annoying to you.
Yes, because I love Sandlot.
We're very precious about the things that we're nostalgic about. So,
yeah. I mean, the thing was, is we were set up for success in that it has fun vibes, a great mm-hmm. score, some fun musical numbers. Like, it, I love 90s movies. So, like, of course, I, you know, and we get, like, autumnal vibes, which I also am very yes. here for. The trees yeah. looked magnificent. One other thing I did want to mention that we haven't talked too much about are the bullies in this film. The one guy whose name is Ice, who shaves the word ice into the back of his head.
That was pretty cool. Yeah. No. What was the other guy's name?
I don't even remember.
They're probably still in the cage to this day.
Yeah.
They got a little trapped. They're like,
Hollywood.
Yeah. I was very upset that Max got his shoes stolen. That's terrible.
To have to ride home on your bike without shoes is unfortunate.
That probably hurt a lot.
Mm-hmm. So, but that was it. I did really enjoy it. I could see myself watching it again at some point. I could see this being a movie that, like, you just put on in the background, like maybe you're putting up fall decorations or something and you just, like, throw on Hocus Pocus.
Yes. Yes. How are we going to get you to watch Beetlejuice next?
I guess next year or this year, if you want to cover it this year, but I have not watched it yet.
1988 movie. Does care about that?
It's not, I mean, I don't care. Beetlejuice was a reason why I didn't watch it. And it's because I remember my brother used to taunt me by saying, like, the word Beetlejuice. And I would, like, think that Beetlejuice was going to get me. So there was a reason I didn't watch Beetlejuice.
Now, Beetlejuice is, I would say, a little bit scary.
Certainly. But doesn't it also have Catherine O'Hara?
It does, yes.
And I adore her. So, like, I feel like I'll be here for it regardless because I love her so much. Yeah. Why Christina Ricci's not in it, is she?
Winona Ryder's in it.
Winona Ryder. Okay. I don't know why I was thinking that Christina Ricci might. I just think I'm thinking of, like, Casper, like, because Christina Ricci's in, like, the Addams Family and mm-hmm. what's it called? Yeah, Casper. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Any fun, exciting Halloween things you have going on this year?
No, just waiting to see if somebody comes to my door with candy. That's about
to your door with candy. You mean wanting candy?
Wanting
It'd be
candy.
Weird if they were giving you candy.
Yeah. Adam and I are kind of, like, thinking, like, we need to get candy that we don't like because we are so bad when stuff is in the house.
Oh, if it's there, you'll eat it, of course.
Yeah, the candy will not last. So I think we're going to have to do shit that we don't like. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I usually get stuff I do like because we end up with a bunch of it at the end because, again, we don't get a ton of kids, which is why I give out candy by the handful. But yeah, we don't have any outfits. Do you dress up the dogs at all?
No, I used to, but I've lost that spirit. Yeah. Bella hates clothes.
Like, yeah, I don't know how my dogs would do in clothes, honestly. And I think I think timing wise, they'll have just gotten fixed. So
maybe, yeah. I mean, that's, I don't have a costume anymore. I would dress up Bond, who is our friend Andrew's dog, who's over all the time. I always put him in clothes. I put him in bows. I put him in.
And he likes it?
He doesn't mind because he's normal. But he's
normal. How does Belle like Bond?
Indifferent.
Okay. Well, it's good. Yeah. At least she doesn't hate him.
Well, no. Like, she's definitely attacked him a few times, but.
Indifferent, but also she's attacked.
I mean, but that's like, I mean, at least it's not like constantly every time.
That's true.
I mean, she used to wail on my previous dog, Oliver, all the time. But mm-hmm. yeah, it's not bad.
Okay. Well, I think that about wraps up our coverage of Hocus Pocus, but hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully this scratched that nostalgia itch for you this Halloween season, this spooky season. Maybe next time we'll come back and I'll be in love with American Horror Story and have watched every season. Ooh. Probably not. But I will check out the Coven season because I think I might like it. You never know. And I know there people hold it in high regard. I know that.
Yeah. Let's see if it's on the Plex.
Oh, it wasn't. I had to request it.
Oh, you just did?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, super thank you.
So shouts to Brenna, who probably will actually listen to this podcast. So shouts out to you, Brenna and Jeremy. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, you can hear us talking about Buffy, which, you know, vampire stuff. So it is spooky season. And Felicity, who does do some scary things. So, you know, check out those podcasts. And then over on Whirlwind Podcasts, you guys have so much going on. I literally downloaded 3 separate podcasts today that I was like, ooh, like I need to listen to this because Veronica Mars, I'm like, I'm trying to watch slowly. It's very difficult for me. So I love Whirlwind Investigations.
Yes.
And then Previous Little Liars is back, which I also adore because it's ridiculous and funny.
It's very fun. So we have that. We have Doctor Who. We have Tuning In with Todd and Tommy. We have what else? So Smash. We have Smash. We have
Only Murders in the Building.
Only Murders in the Building. We had our book club pod.
Oh yeah, that was so much fun. If you like The Face on the Milk Carton.
Yeah, I think we're going to do the first book of Babysitter's Club. If you want to read along with us, we'll do that next month. So that's it. That's what we've got going on. Tons of fun stuff.
Incredible. Well, you know where to find us at Shit90sPod everywhere. Thank you all for listening, and we will talk to you all next time. Bye. Just ask. Shit90 shows taught me.